Ukraine security issue.
On May 30, the 96th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that Ukrainian forces had launched a counteroffensive in the Kherson region. Attacking Russian positions in several areas at a time, they aimed to split and encircle the Russian troops. At the same time, the situation remains very complicated in the Donbas, where Russian troops keep on their offensive. They try so far unsuccessfully to encircle Ukrainian military units near the cities of Lysychansk and Severodonetsk, Luhansk region. Significantly reinforced and backed up by heavy artillery and aviation, Russian troops entered the outskirts of Severodonetsk and tried to break through to its center, but got stuck in street combats and suffered heavy losses. At the same time, following massive shelling and bombardment, new civilian casualties were reported. There were medics and volunteers among those who were killed and wounded in the city. According to Sergei Gaidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, the city is littered with decomposing bodies of Russian soldiers. The city's critical infrastructure and housing stock have been almost completely destroyed. The life road, the Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway, is currently controlled by Ukrainian troops but is constantly under fire. Analysts with the U.S. Institute for Studies of War described the battle for Severodonetsk as the second major challenge after the heroic defense of the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, because control over the city amounts to control over the entire Luhansk region. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported on Monday that over the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian defenders had beaten off 14 enemy attacks in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions, destroying more than a score of pieces of hardware. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February, its army has irretrievably lost more than 30,000 troops and almost 9,000 pieces of hardware. Russia has sent more than 100 Chechen convicts still serving their terms to join hundreds of other fighting on front lines in Ukraine. According to the Russian opposition activist Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the Chechens had been convicted for murder, robbery, drug and arms trafficking and other serious crimes. Russia keeps massing heavy artillery and multiple launch rocket systems at the Ukrainian border and using them against Ukrainian villages and towns located near the border. On Monday, Russian missiles and shells struck residential areas in four districts of the Sumy region. The shells, stuffed with steel rods, caused serious damage to buildings and other property. Earlier, forensic experts found such rods and bodies of civilians killed by Russians in Kyiv's satellite towns of Bucha and Irpin. The Prosecutor's General's Office reported on Monday that at least 243 children had been killed and 404 wounded in Ukraine since Russia's invasion in late February. According to the report, Russian invaders continue to block evacuation from the cities they occupy. In the Zaporizhzhia region, they often close the only corridor through the occupied village of Vasilkivka. On Monday, about 400 cars were seen stranded on the road in Vasilkivka, according to Alexander Saruch, head of the Zaporizhzhia region military administration. Nina, a resident of the occupied city of Melitopol, says that the drivers and passengers of the cars, mostly women and children, wait for days in unbearable conditions and that Russian soldiers often demand money from the evacuees for letting them pass the roadblock.
Моя знайома виїхала з Мелітополя, вона 2 дні провела в дорозі. Це той щастя, що вони за 2 дні виїхали.
An acquaintance of mine fled Melitopol and the journey took 2 days and 2 nights. She was lucky because others wait 4 or 5 days to be allowed to pass. Not all manage to reach Zaporizhzhia, because they undergo such scrupulous checks that you never know where you'll find yourself, in Zaporizhzhia or in basement. Russians set up filtration camps not only in the occupied Ukrainian cities, but also in their own country. It was reported on Monday that there were such camps at checkpoints of the Russian-Estonia border. At the checkpoints, Russian border guards detain Ukrainians who were granted refugee status in the other countries and transfer them to filtration camps, said Petro Andryushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, citing refugees from Mariupol who happened to pass those camps. According to the mayor, Vadim Boychenko, Ukrainian public servants and government employees who are kept in Russian filtration camps are subjected to torture and some of them are executed. In the occupied eastern and southern areas of Ukraine, Russia terrorizes members of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission who were unfortunate to stay there after the Russian invasion. Russian security officers threatened them, demanding information about their cooperation with the Ukrainian intelligence. To collect a so-called evidence, the Russians unlawfully broke into the hotel rooms and apartments and literally beat out the information. Russian special services plan to use the information in fake news reports aimed at compromising and discrediting the Special Monitoring Mission, says Artyom Migdyshyn. Дігтяренко, spokesman for the Security Service of Ukraine.
У тимчасово окупованому Херсоні співробітники ФСБ прийшли до працівника спеціальної моніторингової місії ОБСЄ. Представляючись співробітниками СБУ, вони під відеозапис змусили чоловіка підписати.
In the temporarily occupied city of Kherson, FSB officers told a member of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission that they were SBU agents and forced him to sign an agreement on secret cooperation. They made a video record. Several members of the mission were detained and FSB officers tried to compromise them. From the 16th to the 23rd of May, FSB forced members of the mission to say at gunpoint that Ukrainian law enforcers had robbed their office. In fact, the Russians had robbed it five times, said SBU spokesman Artem Dikhtarenko.